Let's start off this morning with something that's trending this morning on Twitter. Fine Gael MEP for Ireland Midlands North West, that's Maria Walsh, following yesterday's vote in the European Parliament. She was on RTE this morning, and the result is that she is trending on Twitter, and it's about four votes for the migrant issue at the European Parliament, and one caused contention, and seemingly Fine Gael MEPs voted against the motion and teaming up, whether they intended it or not, with far-right elements in the European Parliament. And this was asking for members to step up search and rescue operations for refugees in the Mediterranean. Now, Sean Kelly from Fine Gael, also in the same situation as Maria Walsh, voted against this. And we've contacted Sean, and hopefully we'll get in touch with us. In the meantime, I'm on the programme here, joined by Green Party MEP for Ireland South, Grace O'Sullivan, our constituency. Grace, good morning.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. You voted for this, where Fine Gael voted against. What were you voting on?
So we were voting on a resolution that would literally step up support for search and rescue in the Mediterranean. So it was really recognising the humanitarian crisis that is in the Mediterranean, and with regards to migrants being forced for different reasons to leave their country, and getting into a very, very precarious situation by going on board, in many cases, very unstable vessels or ribs or inflatable boats. And we have seen absolute huge numbers of deaths. In fact, this year alone, there's been over 1,000 recorded. And what the Greens were hoping, and other groupings, was that there would be support for this resolution that just simply was to support these humanitarian operations in the Mediterranean Sea. And it actually, Declan, it was two votes that actually brought this resolution down. So we were, and I was personally very upset over it. I've been involved in humanitarian operations myself over the years when I worked with Greenpeace. So I really do know what it's like in terms of tragedy at sea, and the case where people are forced into fleeing from their countries. And I think we'll all remember that image of that young 3-year-old Syrian toddler washed in on a beach in the Mediterranean a few years ago. But it's continuing. This tragic method of fleeing countries is continuing, and all we wanted by this resolution was mechanisms put in place just to support search and rescue operations.
As I say, we have contacted your colleague MEP, but he represents this constituency too for Fine Gael, and that's Sean Kelly. We haven't heard back from Sean yet, but did you have any discussions with any other Irish MEPs?
Well, it's interesting, because we had hoped that Fine Gael and their group in the European Union, the EPP, would have supported the resolution. So I think, there was a little bit of shock, really, that they actually sided with the far right in this regard and voted against the resolution. And what was really disgusting, Declan, in the Parliament, was that when this resolution failed, the far-right groupings, they clapped the tables, they clapped their hands, banged the tables, they kind of shouted in glee at the success of an operation that actually is, standing over the lack of support to search and rescue operations. And I mean, safety of life at sea is just enshrined in European law, and to my mind, parties like Fine Gael should be supporting anything that helps.
Were there speeches? Were there speeches made, Grace, that indicated what their concerns were?
Yeah. There wasn't, because what happens in Strasbourg, so the Parliament meets in Strasbourg once a month, and that's really the culmination of several, the 3 weeks' work beforehand, preparing the resolution and that. So when it comes to voting, there's no speeches It's just, it goes directly into the vote. But this morning I heard Maria Welch on the radio saying that, you know, they were concerned about, the illegal trafficking across the Mediterranean, and that there could have been some confusion. To me, there was no confusion. Search and rescue with regard to safety of life at sea has to be paramount. Illegal trafficking, as we've seen now in this tragic story of the Chinese who lost their lives in the container the last few days, that's a distinctly different thing than the fleeing of migrants from war zones and from, you know, really difficult situations. So it's a different thing. So I feel that, you know, that Maria Walsh this morning, that she just, in a way, it was a little bit maybe using the information in a very particular way.
Well, let's get some clarification on that, Grace, because as I told you, we contacted Sean Kelly, an MEP for this constituency, earlier on, and rather than talk about Fine Gael and their absence, I'm delighted to say Sean Kelly joins us. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Thank you. It's just to tell you, it's the Green Party MEP, Grace O'Sullivan, we've been chatting to on the other line. We're wondering why you've inadvertently, maybe, but in fact, teamed up with Hard Right, who are celebrating the result of this, to lose a vote by two votes, which its resolution was to enhance proactive search and rescue operation by providing sufficient vessels and equipment specifically dedicated to search and rescue operations, against the background of so much loss of life.
Yeah, well, first of all, we wouldn't be teaming up with the far right. We wouldn't have anything to do with them. But obviously, when votes come before Parliament, everybody has an individual vote and they vote accordingly. But I'm not actually on this committee, so I was surprised there was controversy about it afterwards, because we are advised on voting, and the committee in charge said to us that there was a key vote there, and the key vote involved sharing information which would make it available to people smugglers and traffickers, who would then utilise that to take their life savings off refugees, put them on rickety boats, and then be able to ring up the services, the rescue services in the Mediterranean, and say, these are on their way, you've got to pick them up. Now, I'm not sure how factual that is, but that's what we were told by those who were on the committee and who had studied this and followed it. And they said if we lost that key vote, we couldn't support the broader issue, because that would be incorporated into it.
So you didn't have the full facts, you say, and you don't know if it's true or not, but it was good enough to vote against the motion.
Well, I know. I'm not saying that it was good enough to vote against. I'm saying that we had about 500 votes yesterday. We have 20 committees, so when matters are dealt with in detail on committees, then they come on to the groups to take their stance on it. And that was the point that was made at our group. The group accepted. I saw nobody objecting, but because who would want to give more information to human traffickers and these terrible, scurrilous individuals in Libya and elsewhere, utilising these opportunities to actually condemn people sometimes to death? Secondly, it's very important to point out, this was only a resolution. It had no actual power, in fact, but only asking that matters would be stepped up. And already, the incoming president, von der Leyen, has said that as soon as she comes in, the first 100 days, she's going to publish her proposals on how to deal with the whole refugee crisis and how to help migrants. So that's actually where the real action would be, because that would lead to action and to effect, whereas the motion yesterday was just a proposal saying we should be doing this, member states should be doing that, but it's actually no legal basis.
So what, in your view, then, is the effect of this vote being lost by two votes, and why would you say, I know you're not part of it as an outsider, look at the Hard Right and say, banging the tables and celebrating? They thought there was some merit in it.
Well, they say when they win the vote, and you find the same with the extreme left, they celebrate widely because they don't win too many. and obviously they don't really care about progress. They're really more interested in disrupting and chaos. But I think the key point here is that von der Leyen, the president-elect, is going to come with proposals which will be debated, have the full support of the Commission and the Member States and the Council and Parliament, which will help to deal with the situation. What happened yesterday won't make any difference one way or the other, as far as I can see.
Okay, well, let's get a response from Grace O'Sullivan on that. Grace.
I'm actually shocked to hear what Sean is saying. I mean, we had a vote on a resolution, and I mean, it is indicative of where the Parliament is going. So to me, every vote counts. Every vote that I make is important in my job as a member of the European Parliament. So, and what we're just going to wait for the Commissioner to designate to actually take up her position. This year, Declan, over 1,078 recorded drownings have happened in the Mediterranean Sea. So what, that resolution would have stood up. It would have shown that the European Parliament recognises that we need to have, and the Member States need to support search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean Sea, that humanitarian assistance is critical, and that we as a union, and Ireland as a part of the European Union, that we recognise the obligation to support people who are in difficult circumstances. But moreover, we respect the law of the sea and maritime law, that in the case of a life-threatening situation on board a vessel or whatever, that the European Union members would have the facilities to step in and to support.
Well, I got the impression from Sean Kelly that it was more symbolic than anything else, that the practical stuff comes later, but okay, this would have given a sign, but to all intents and purposes would not have made any practical difference.
If the Parliament and a large number of members of parliamentarians, I mean, if it would have been a clear signal of intent, and that's good enough for me, that we're moving in the right direction. What we saw yesterday was a Parliament supported by the EPP and the four Fine Gael MEPs who are actually going against progress. And Sean Kelly said that himself there. He said the far right are against progress. What we had there, and with Greens backing and FND, which Labour is part of, is a resolution that would have shown intent to support human life and
let me give the last word then to Sean Kelly, who came late to our discussion but put over his point very well. Sean, to sum up your view on this, you're being vilified with Maria Walsh's interview on RTE, not you personally, but the Fine Gael stance, and what you've said this morning has been disputed by Grace, showing no empathy with what actually is going on in the Mediterranean.
But of course, that's not true. And how she is shocked to say that what I said is ridiculous, because I agree every vote counts, but not every thing we vote on has the same weight. Some have legislative weight, others are mere resolutions suggesting things that should happen, others have nothing at all. So the vote yesterday is not going to make any practical difference. We all want to help everybody at sea, we all want to help refugees. But we do not want to put anything in place that will help the people smugglers. And that was why that was a key vote yesterday.
And in a different circumstance then, with a different, say, weight to the resolution, would Fine Gael vote for this as part of the EPP to step up their efforts to support search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean? Would you vote if it were with more weight, as you describe it?
Absolutely, and that's something we will be pushing very strongly. As soon as President-elect von der Leyen takes over, we'll be looking for more support for sea and rescue. We'll be looking for more support for refugees and more measures to combat the people smugglers, because that's where the real problem is. If we could deal with them, then things would be better, and that is something that we'll be pressing very hard, because that will get to the nub of the problem.
Okay, one last thing. Were you embarrassed by the celebration of the hard right?
Yeah, I would think it's terrible the way they're... Because
that you were part of their vote.
Yeah, well, everybody votes individually, but I mean, they vote for different reasons. They would have a different reason, I think, for voting for yesterday than we would have.
Okay, all right. Sean Kelly, MEP, Fine Gael, and Grace O'Sullivan, MEP from the Green Party. Our number here is 087-77-11-103. Let's see, a text in here. Typical Fine Gael. Sean Kelly, not an ounce of empathy with anyone, not even those migrants who drown. I think you might dispute that, but thanks for the text. 087-77-11-103.